Our scripture today is 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. 1 John chapter 4, we'll read verses 17 and 18, and we're talking today about the fact that there is no fear in love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." True Bible love gives us assurance here, and it gives us confidence in the day of judgment. John has already mentioned this in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, when he tells Christians, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." John talks in this passage about perfect love. When he talks about perfect love, he means complete love, whole love, a full love for God and for other people. This is not a sinless love, but a whole love. Now, what does John mean by this perfect love? And what does he mean in this book when he talks about love not having fear? Well, this book tells us what perfect or full love is. Perfect love is loving God. Perfect love is keeping God's commandments. Full love means loving others as we would have them to love us, doing good to others, being willing to lay down our lives for the brethren, and the many other things that he talks about in this book. So when we ask the question, "John, what do you mean by perfect love?" the book of 1 John explains that. This real love gives us boldness in the day of judgment. He said, "Herein," that is, by this, "our love is made perfect, so that we may have boldness in the day of judgment." Notice the last part of verse 17. He said, "The reason for this is because as He is," that is, because as the Lord is, "so are we in this world." He's already explained what he means by that also back in chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." Now notice verse 3. "And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." The Bible says that if we have that hope and confidence of the judgment day, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, that that will purify our hearts and our lives just as He is pure. Now, he comes back in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and says, "Because as He is," that is, God, Jesus, "is pure, so are we in this world." That's what he means in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, when he says, "Because as He is, so are we in this world." Let's go to verse 18. "There is no fear in love." Now, you might expect John to write something like this: "There is no fear in faith," because faith gives us courage. Faith gives us strength. But he doesn't say there is no fear in faith. And you might even expect John to write, "There is no fear in knowledge," because when we understand more, oftentimes we're less afraid. But he doesn't say there is no fear in knowledge. He says there is no fear in love. Now, we need to stop and observe right here that John's statement, "There is no fear in love," does not mean any and all kinds of fear. He doesn't mean that if we have the true Christian love that he's talking about, that we won't be afraid of anything. It's natural, it's human, and as a matter of fact, it's good and necessary to experience fear about some things. It's good to be afraid of a rattlesnake. It's good to be afraid of what a tornado will do. It's good to be afraid of a house that is on fire. We are human, and that is part of the way that God has made us. He has given us this capacity to feel fear for our own protection. So he's not saying here that if you just have enough true Christian love, that you literally won't be afraid of anything in this physical world. And not only that, the Bible shows that there are some fears in our spiritual life that are good. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 28, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but fear him rather which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." That's Matthew 10, verse 28. So Jesus said that there is a right kind of fear. The Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse 16, that a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is confident. The Bible teaches us then that it's good to fear what sin is, which is a transgression of God's law, and it's good for us to fear the consequences of sin. It's foolish to be confident about it. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20, Paul said, "Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear." There is a legitimate sense of fear that we need to have in the spiritual realm. But let's look at the word fear in the context here and in the overall context of 1 John. What does John mean when he says that there is no fear in love? Notice that he's just talked in verse 17 about having confidence in the day of judgment. Not fear, but boldness or confidence in the day of judgment. Now in verse 18 he says there is no fear in love. There is no fear of the kind that he's talking about of the judgment. A Christian should not live his life in the fear of the judgment and eternity. The Bible says in Hebrews 2, verse 15, that Jesus died to deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. The fear of dying is like a prison. And Jesus died to deliver us from the fear of death, and with it, the fear of judgment. Verse 17 of 1 John 4 says that we can have boldness, not fear, in the day of judgment. Now, on the other hand, a backsliding Christian has reason to fear the judgment. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 10, verse 27, that in the heart of a backsliding Christian, there remains a certain fearful expectation or looking for of judgment and fire. A backsliding Christian, an erring, wayward child of God, has reason for the fear that he has in his heart, because the Bible says later in that same chapter in Hebrews 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But John is not writing to, and he is not writing about, backsliding Christians. He's not writing about hypocritical Christians. He's talking to and about sincere yet imperfect Christians. And he says that Christians like that should not have this fear. This fear is not a feeling a person has once in a while. This is very important to note. It's not like the feeling that you get when you're driving 60 miles an hour and suddenly somebody pulls out in front of you. Any child of God can have occasional moments of fear, even occasional moments of fear and awe about dying, about the judgment, and about eternity. But the fear that John is describing here when he says there is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear, is a persistent, gnawing fear. It's a feeling of fear that causes pain. Notice that he says fear has torment. And how well we all know that. Fear tortures the mind. It gives us pain inside, whether that fear is real or imagined, whether that fear makes sense or whether it doesn't. It is painful. It is a prison of fear. It is torturous. It torments our minds. and the fear can be worse than the thing that we fear. It may be sickness. It may be conflict with other people. It may be money problems or family problems. But especially, and this is what John is talking about in this verse, when he says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment, he's talking about fearing our state before God. A Christian who struggles with constant fear of displeasing God, John says, is not made perfect in love. Now, John doesn't say that he's sinning and going to hell because he's not yet perfect or complete or mature in that love, but he does say and show that he needs to grow. He needs to have a full, complete, whole love, and especially a love of other people. Because as he's already shown in 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 21, we need to love each other as he instructs here, and he says, if we do that, he says, hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. So if we want to have a good conscience, if we don't want to be afraid of the judgment, if we don't want to live in fear in the sight of God as Christians, it is important for us to make sure that we're loving other people the way that we should love them. Notice also the words no fear. There is no fear in love. This is similar to what John said about Christians not sinning. Remember earlier in this book that he says in 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 10, that Christians do sin and need forgiveness. But then in 1 John chapter 3, verse 6 and 9, he says that Christians do not sin. Whoever abides in him sinneth not. Remember that we talked about the expression, whoever abides in him does not sin. And we said that sinning there means sinning as a lifestyle. Habitual sinning, willful and deliberate and continual sinning as a way of life. It doesn't mean that a child of God will never commit any sin whatsoever, but that the child of God who is faithful, who abides in his word, is not going to continue to rebel against God and to sin. So Christians sin, but not as a way of life. Now, the same thing is true here in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. When John says there is no fear in love, he doesn't discount the fact that Christians will feel fear and awe, and sometimes even fear of the judgment or of eternity. But when he says there is no fear in love, he means that we don't fear as a rule. We don't go around with a fearful frame of mind. We do not fear as a habit of life. The Bible says that perfect, that is complete, full, whole, and mature love cast out fear. So these verses are written to encourage Christians who are sincere, but sometimes have doubts and fears that torment them. And John teaches us that genuine Christians do struggle with these feelings that can torment the soul, but there is a way to overcome our fear of where we stand in the sight of God. And that way is to be made perfect in love.